chamou.
Bate,
bate, era um cor de chamou. Jangu ndegao ndakaona mbuya wangu vatihera vakati muzukuru uya kuno zvaune nzara ndakavatevera kumba kwavo vakasvikoisa tsaya pachoto vakandibikira satsa remunga woraiva nechimukuyu chimukuyu chemembe chaiva nedovi
Hey, right. Everyone.
Jack, I think you might want to actually
turn it down a little bit.
Back off the mic a little bit there, J-Boy. Hey.
Okay.
Mr.
So what's
J.
up, guys? Hey,
You're listening
Jack.
To Radio
Pizza,
Pizza Party. Hey-o. On CITR 101.9 FM.
Radio FM.
Yeah, that stands for funky music.
Broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. Where is that on, Jack?
It's on unceded Musqueam territories.
Yes, it is. So, Jack, what's the deal? Well, who are you, first of all?
Hey, I'm Jack Lamming, as I've said before. Shut up, Ben. Yeah, I like long walks on the beach and eating peaches.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right about that. And who's our guest here today?
Well, I want to introduce myself first.
I'd rather you didn't. Who's our guest first?
I am Tristan.
What did I say?
I am Tristan Wheeler.
Good.
Clayton in the middle there.
Whoa. Oh. That's your middle name? Clayton in the middle there?
Clayton in the middle there. Clayton in the middle there. Hey, everybody, watch out. I got long hair. Clayton in the middle there. This is Radio Pizza Party, of course. I am the co-host.
Wow.
And our guest is a little ditty about Ben Neflin.
A little... Okay, just what's your name, Ben?
What's your name?
My name is Ben Flynn. I am the... Broast. I'm not the co-host, but I'm the bro that sometimes comes and hangs out with the hosts. I'm the bro of the host.
You're
the
a friend of the show, as they say.
What other friends of the show do we have?
Ola. We have Daniel, who I go to class with and thinks your show is pretty funny.
Hey, he's damn wrong. Daniel.
Daniel Post, if you're listening in. Also, he thinks your dad is hilarious, and that story
sexy.
Of...
And sexy.
And very sexy. And that story where he didn't know whether to give up the seat for the trans girl on the bus.
Okay, let's not talk about that story anymore.
Let's reel that back a little bit.
No, we're not. Yeah. That was...
Other friends. Let's do an episode of shout-outs.
We should... Shout-out.
Shout-out to a person I know named Sophie Galloway. Hi.
Oh, wow.
Hi, shout-out.
Gross.
Tristan, you do a shout-out then.
Gross.
I would like to do a shout out.
Just shout out to
Sophie Galloway. Love you,
hey!
Boo.
I would like to shout
and
out
let's
to
do another round.
I would like to shout out to Sophie Galloway.
It's with a G.
Yeah, it is G. You found the G, haven't you, there, Jack?
Oh my god.
Ben's on the show. Things get wild. Things get wild.
Unfortunately, Ben is on the show today. All right, how our show works is we pick a topic at random. No. We talk about it for an hour. And that's just sort of what we do. We might play a bit of music if
we actually do have something planned, which we will go into after
we
the
will
break.
Reveal.
Don't spoil it.
Dude, if you spoil it, I'm going to spoil all the food in your fridge.
Wait, you're going to turn my fridge off?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to blow all the breakers in your house. All right, so Ben.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if you don't put your phone away, I'm going to beat you down.
Taking a selfie, man.
Do that during a commercial break.
Okay.
So, pick a number between 1 and 11. Whoa. 3, 2, Whoa. 1.
No, we have a song for this, Jack.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Wow. Who's working the board tonight?
I guess our talented friend, Nick.
Does it feel like we're on speed right now? I think we need to slow down.
Everybody just reel it in a second.
Okay.
I feel like we're on amphetamines.
Here is our topic.
Not like
song.
That. Jesus Christ.
Jack, let's pick a topic.
Okay, so the two of them were just slapping their cheeks for a while, so I'm going to turn their mics back on now.
Oh, those were off.
Yep, I turned your mics off. Wow. All right, Ben, pick a number between 1 and 11.
Jack, you can't do that. Nine. Just because you're on the boards.
Nine. No, 7. Six.
Don't pick 7. Everyone picks 7.
Six,
everybody always picks 7, and we did that one last week, actually.
Okay, Tristan, 6.
Six, tattoos.
Tattoos.
A topic near and dear to Ben's heart.
Because I have a tattoo. I think I'm the only one amongst you who has a tattoo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but
tattoos.
You're trying to get rid of it, no?
For a while, but now I'm just like, for a while.
It just wouldn't erase, and now you live
like
with it?
No,
up.
Seriously, what happened with that?
It's very expensive. Okay, it's very expensive.
Ben has
a tattoo
of what, you explain it.
Yeah. Okay. So
Let's
I have a,
see it for all the listeners.
No,
at home.
No,
so
no,
everyone,
no one can
everyone
see it.
Listen
don't
in and
wait,
you can see
what?
It.
Just explain it.
Right. Okay. So one day I decided, I was like, how painful can it be to get a tattoo on your testicles? So I decided, no, I didn't get it on there. I got a tattoo somewhere on my body.
Can you give us any more description?
Because
that
half,
sounds
half.
Dangerous.
Okay, think about it. Do you have a shoulder?
I have two of them, actually.
I have
well,
three
my tattoo's
one,
on the shoulder. So
Which
if you can
shoulder?
Imagine...
Is it on, wait, is it on one of my shoulders?
If you can imagine what a shoulder is, then you can imagine where my tattoo
okay,
is.
Okay, let me just stop for guys. Okay, arm, body, where do they connect? Where do they connect?
There's a point.
So
there's
Tristan,
a point
Tristan,
in between
Tristan,
the two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know your hands?
Okay, yeah.
Like they have five fingers, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
So you go halfway between them and your head. Where are you?
Elbow.
Elbow-ish.
Okay, there halfway between that and your head, where are you?
My Cold bicep, bone. Like my...
Okay, halfway between that and your elbow, where are you?
Oh my god, that thing.
Yeah. People call it shoulders.
Yeah, I always thought it was a shoulder.
I thought it was a shielder. Shielder, because you're shielding yourself.
No, no, no. You're
blows.
Thinking of Nathan Shielder, the host of Nathan For You.
Mm-hmm. Is that who that is?
That's a different guy. Yeah,
that's
he's
a different
actually
guy.
Named after the part of your arm. Though.
Right, I thought that was Nathan Falloon.
No, no, he's the host of The Tonight Show.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Not to
okay,
be,
so what do you have on your shielder?
My I have a tattoo of a maple leaf on my big old
why
old
a maple
blocker.
Leaf there
and
I asked why a maple leaf Jack
just
pay
context,
attention to what's
just
going
some context
on.
Ben was born in the nation of Canada.
Yep. Where but you know what they have on their flag?
Birds.
This might surprise
Wait,
even you,
who?
Tristan.
The Canadians.
The Canadians. Because you also, I believe, are from Canada.
Wait a minute. Let me just take out... One second, guys.
Why don't you Google math. Where you're from?
No, I'm just going to take out my birth certificate, which I have here.
Right in your wallet.
My full name.
Pulls it
looks
out.
Like a driver's license.
We got Jose
Wait, are driver's
Bernardo.
License birth certificates?
I think so. There,
so if you get your license...
Oh, right here, right here, guys. Guys, yes. It says... it says eyes green. Is that
eyes green?
Yeah. Is that
eyes
oh,
green. Isengard? Isengard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm from Isengard.
Isengard.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where they took the hobbits in that documentary.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love that one
about
you
Peter Jackson's ayahuasca trip.
After I saw that documentary, I can never shop at Mordor again.
Right.
Yeah. Like you know what I mean. Like
the
they're just exposed.
Fine,
yeah.
But Mordor. And
they expose so much.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that. I feel like I'm supporting something when I. So about the maple leaf on your arm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, cough right into the mic. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I mean, I'm making good radio. So I got a tattoo, not because I had any idea.
All the things
I got
said.
This tattoo when I was not in Canada. I got this tattoo when I was in Beijing, China, which is not in Canada.
What?
As
so were they like, what's a Maple Leaf?
No, they knew good and well what a Maple Leaf was.
I feel like they had a reasonable idea of what a Maple Leaf was.
They knew what a Maple Leaf was.
Maple
they had
trees
no
in China.
Idea. They had no idea who I was. Surprisingly. I walked there. I walked into this place.
They didn't know who you were.
I had to introduce myself to these people.
When I walk into tattoo shops, they always know who I am.
Boom.
Because I'm the editor of Tattoo Weekly.
There's that guy, Slimmy Jim.
He always talks about all the things he said.
Every single time.
Get it? All the things you said? That Russian is Russian.
No.
Get it? Tattoo is the people who sing, all the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head, running through your head, running through your head.
That one, I didn't get.
I didn't get, and I don't want to get, honestly.
Well.
I'd rather not.
Sophie Galloway, does Jack get it?
All right, here we are on the air. Tristan, do you have any tips?
Here we are on the air.
Impeccable
host.
We're surfing those airwaves. We're talking about tattoos. Tristan, you got any tattoos?
No.
Do you want any tattoos?
I was thinking if I was to get a tattoo, it would be of, I don't know, something maybe after I graduated or something, to like a congratulations, like something cool.
Like congratulations?
Like
a tramp stamp?
That would be really cool.
Yeah, a congratulatory tramp stamp of just like a Hemingway quote above my ass.
Hemingway quote when he said congratulations that one time.
Yeah.
Would it say the old man was very tired now?
No, it'll say new shoes never worn or whatever.
For sale, baby shoes never worn. Yeah, that's my favorite Hemingway story because it's about a dead baby.
Oh, okay.
Ben, do you have any more? Ben, are you planning on getting any more tattoos?
Yeah, actually, I think.
Shut up, Ben. Are you planning on getting any more tattoos?
I think I am actually going to get tattoos because the idea of tattoos is a kind of fun idea, you know, and like. Life isn't permanent anyways, so why should it matter if it's permanent?
Life is the only life you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
get it over with. That's what I say.
Wow. You a big Tide Pod fan?
Am I who?
Tide Pod.
I huck them back like Jube Jubes.
Jube Jubes.
Cool.
Shout out to Jube Jubes.
Jack, where do you stand on tattoos? I know you said you wanted one in the summer, but I don't know.
You were going to get one in Thailand. You're pretty amped on it.
Yeah.
If I do recall correctly. But you are a man of fads. You know, you are so short term.
I am a man of a lot of things.
Jack told me he wanted to get like a caricature artist on the streets in Thailand to just like tattoo him on his back.
Well, okay, that's not exactly it. I wanted Boris Becker on my back.
Jack wanted to pay somebody $20,000 to get a tattoo of his face on their back.
In a caricature
version.
So his eyes would be like big and his glasses.
I'd be in a dune buggy.
He'd be in a dune buggy.
And I have my finger in my lips and I'm going, shh. So if this guy's in a bar, he can just sort of whip off his shirt and turn around. He's like, hey, dude, talk to Jack.
Jack Fiss. When Jack explained this to me, he was rock hard.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'd been working out so much.
Yeah, because
it was my abs.
Yeah,
right?
It was his abs.
No. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
abs.
You're talking about my abs. This is a family show, Ben.
Right.
Okay? Come on.
Shout out to all the families. Good work, because kids are tough. Kids are not.
I grew up in a family.
I had one.
You still do, though.
It wasn't
right?
my family.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you still have the family.
Well, not in my possession anymore.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tristan, do you have a family?
Tristan, do you have tattoos? Do you have tattoos?
Do you have a tattoo of your dad?
I'm going to answer both of those questions in the same moment.
You're going to answer them with a question?
No, I'm going to answer those both in the same moment.
Right.
First, yes, no.
Are you like...
Oh, those are two distinct moments.
Is this a Twin Peaks thing? Are you talking? What?
Seems like we're missing
rock.
This is the worst.
Laura Palmer.
No. Yeah, I might get a tattoo at some point.
Of what?
If you keep talking like that, I'm going to get you.
Cool.
Yeah, a very respectful portrait. But you're going to be bald.
No! And that's one thing that Tristan is not.
He's bald. You know what? I'd say Tristan's hair. He tucks it in his belt so long. He tucks it right now.
Well, I also am very flexible, so I can tuck my hair in my belt any day. Like.
Yeah, like he just does it just for fun. Just
like,
whatever.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah, see it right now. He's got his ears behind.
Get those hips down, boy.
He's got his feet behind his head. It's something else. He's got his hair tucked in his socks. I've never seen anything like it.
I'm like cousin It. Is it the hand or the furry dude?
Your cousin's a furry?
No, like from Adam's family, cousin It.
Oh, he's the hand. Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
Ben?
I can only remember a furry.
No,
dude.
I'm not watching a guy outside skipping.
Hey, Ben?
Am I on a radio show? I don't care, Jack. Jack, I don't care.
You're on a radio show. What's the coolest tattoo you've ever seen? That's the worst question I think I've ever asked anyone. But what's the coolest tattoo you've ever seen?
This is the thing that Jack will do. He'll be like, listen, I got a question. Pay attention. What is your favorite type of dip?
artichoke.
Like dip and dop? Wait, no, dip? Dip?
Dip.
Yeah.
Dip?
Dip. Kind like of tobacco. Ranch.
Right. I like to dip. You know those candies?
Bean?
In the
How many
sugar?
Layers do you like?
Oh, like a fun dip.
No, yeah, a fun dip.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't go sad dips.
I don't like fun dips. I have enough fun in my daily life. I don't need that extending to my
I want an emotional dip.
Yeah.
What's in an emotional dip?
I usually...
You know, emotions? Sad.
Sad.
I went to that therapist and I was just like, oh, I feel so sad. He's like, what candies you beaten and eaten? And I was like...
Emotional dip.
Yeah, I was like, emotional dip, Xanax bars, amphetamine Andes, and he's like, whoa, okay, I think we've figured out the issue. Like
Molly and Ike's. Yeah.
Meryl
Streepers.
Meryl Streepers.
Well, Jack, why don't we go to a break?
Let's go to a QLB.
We have a little game.
We have a whole lot
or
of sponsors.
Game. We have
sponsor the show, so they're queuing up to sponsor us.
Speaking of, I better quickly pull that. So next up, we're doing we're gonna be reading.
Hey,
something.
let's
we'll
let's,
be reading.
Let's
hear,
let the future.
We're gonna be reading
you
something.
That,
we're gonna
hey?
Be reading something.
The book is Memoirs of a Geisha, and we're gonna be reading that right after the break, start to finish. We'll be here for 8 hours. All right. This next song is by the A La La's. It's called Catamaran.
It's called A La La.
We'll be back in a minute.
A La La.
Stop that, Ben, please. We're still on air.
We'll be right back. Score.
Is Coco Hamamatsu talking about koi fish in a pond or the youth at CITR and Discorder? Get info on your wares, services, or events directly to students, musicians, artists, and all the coolest cats from Bellingham to Squamish by advertising with CITR and Discorder on air, in print, or online. This can be your reality if you email us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates and packages.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hey, ladies.
You're listening.
Oh, we're back.
Hey, and men.
And gentlemen. I was hoping that you
and
would say
people.
The end, gentlemen. And people in general.
Everyone.
And any sentient being you know, they are welcome on our show.
Of course.
Yep.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party. I am, of course, Tristan, the Clayton in the middle wheeler.
Hey, Clayton in the middle. How you doing?
Good. Great. Amazing. And I am here with Jack.
Hey, I'm Jack. My last name's Lamming.
Lamming. I'm at Jack Lamming, and I am at T-Bone underscore
Lamming. I'm at Jack underscore Lamming.
And we're here with Ben, whose
Ben.
Twitter handle is?
Yep, Ben.
Is B underscore F-L-Y.
N.
N. Don't inter. N-N-I-G-A.
N.
Flinnegan.
Semicolon.
B Flinnegan. I knew that.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Wait, your Twitter name is B Flinnegan, and then there's a semicolon at the end?
Well, no.
Well, I mean, hey. Everyone's got a semicolon at some point. Am I right?
Halfway up your colon.
All right, I'm going to mute your mic if you have a second. All right, so what we're doing for our last part of the show, we're going to ditch the tattoo topic because I don't like talking about tattoos.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing a reading.
You don't have too many tattoos, so you
This is a script
to...
that we've written. I've sent it to like the channel.
Oh, we
center.
Wrote
the,
Yeah.
So hopefully it's going to get put on. It's written for stage, screen, or show.
Yeah, we sent it to Robert McKee.
Yeah, Robert McKee, Miss Vicky.
Uh-huh.
Send General. An email to JBT at JBT.com.
Do you mean Justin Timberlake?
JustinTimberlake.com.
No, Justin Timberlake.
JJB. If you want to get interested in buying the rights of the script.
Not that you are interested, that you want to get interested.
You aren't yet. You would be interested in becoming interested.
I would say this is our life's work.
Yeah, I would say,
honestly. Our magnum opus.
I've been writing a word a day for the last...
4 days.
Yeah.
1,000 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that song, A Thousand Miles.
Yeah, so, Jack, what is the name of this?
So, the name of this is Three Teens Discover New Means of Being Obscene.
It's a teen drama a la, like, Rebel Without
like
a Cause.
Rebel Without a Cause.
16
Lady Bird,
Rushmore.
Rebel Without a Jaws.
Right.
Jaws.
Jaws Without a Rebel.
Saws yeah. With Claws.
Lady Bird. Lady Jaws.
The Fifth Saws.
Yeah, it's very much based on the Fifth Saw movie.
Yeah, Saw, the final chapter,
yeah,
is a little bit of an influence
All
there.
Right,
if
so,
you can catch it. You know.
Mm-hmm. So Tristan's going to be reading our stage directions.
And I will be jumping in. And
yeah,
Ben,
he'll be some characters as well.
Right.
I am playing the lead, who is Jason Sudeikis.
Right.
Whose character is not played by Jason Sudeikis.
No,
it's played,
no,
by,
it's
you,
played by me.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Certainly not Jason Sudeikis.
Ben Flynn will be playing various characters,
right,
as well as the school bully, Donnie Donson.
Donnie Donson.
Should we just get this started?
Donson. Why don't we get this started? So,
all right. Let's get it going. Oh, right. Yeah, we need our paper.
Yeah. So,
That's not paper trip, Ben.
I got my computer.
Exterior day. We see a small high school with the bell rings and all the students are running into the building because it's class time now.
Oh, man. I got to get to class, dude. This is the worst. I'm going to miss AP Bio.
AP Bio? More like... I've never been to bio class in my life.
Okay.
Oh!
Johnny, you're going to fail your class. I've got all these connections, man. I'm doing so well.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. You're just one of those rich kid nerds.
Hey, shouldn't you boys be going to class? It's me, the principal.
Mr. Riggs, I don't care what you say.
Get to class.
Oh, my dad's going to buy your farm and put you out of business.
Oh, my farm.
I know you got two jobs, but you're going to have one after this.
Here, Dad, Jace, get back over there. What are you doing over here?
Hey, my name is Jason Sudeikis, and you know that, Donnie.
Cut to the inside of a class, pan into Jason Sudeikis, our main character, an antagonistic young man who's just trying to find his place in this world. He's sleeping in AP Bio.
All right, class, right now we're talking about AP Bio. We're going to talk about the mitochondria of the
Excuse me.
What, Wendell?
AP, that stands for animals and predators.
I am fairly certain. We're talking about animals and predators biology. Only the biology that animals and predators both share.
Whoa. Hey, guys. What are we talking about here?
Jason, sleeping again in class? Well, this is not going to look good on your record.
I've been sleeping for a few hours. I don't even think this is my class. I went to bed in Kicking It 101. This isn't me.
Again.
Better skateboard on out of here. I'm sorry, guys.
Whoosh. Jason skateboards out of classroom, throwing a soda into the teacher's face while also knocking down everyone's milkshakes.
My milkshake.
Gotcha, bros.
He skates through the hallways, and he skates by a group of cheerleaders.
Hey, ladies.
And what's up, Jason?
Hey, Betty Boop. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm not very happy, because last time we were at a party, you forgot to
talk to me. And he skates by.
Bye!
Wow, that Jason, he's so rich.
I love Jason.
Wow. You see those...
This is the worst, he says as he skateboards away. I gotta go to yacht class. I don't know anything about yachts. Better meet my dad in his car. Hey,
son.
Dad, what's up?
Son, get in the car.
Shut up, Johnny Law.
You call me father.
All
right. In my household, I am father.
Yeah, but we're in the car now, Dad. Gotcha.
Get in the back of the car, Jason.
Hello, Johnny Law. I am your new talking vehicle. Where would you like to drive today?
Dad, why'd you buy this stupid thing?
Shut up! Jason, I bought this because I'm a wealthy man.
The things you do for money.
Dad, you were
Don't talk, car.
You are cramping my style, bro.
Do not tell me what to do.
Does this thing even have wings?
Back when I was a kid, this would have been the coolest thing. I would have loved killed to have this, and this isn't cool, you.
You would have killed, you say?
Oh, yes, he would have.
Oh my god! No! The Russians!
Should I activate my guns, Johnny Law?
It's too late, bro. Johnny Law's... Johnny no more.
Johnny Law was shot by a group of Russians who run away screaming in glee.
Johnny Law looks a lot like Johnny Coleslaw right now, if you know what I mean.
He's done. Speaking of mommy slaw, I better get home. Car man, can you drive me home?
Yes, I can, but I'm going to take a detour.
Where?
Down the red light district. I have somebody I need to see.
Who are we going to see?
This is not... this is not the time.
Hey, shut up, Mom. We're going to the red light district. Get off the car, phone.
Your father just got shot.
I'm hanging up now.
No, we need to come home.
We are heading to the red light district.
Please.
We need some stage direction. We're at the red light district.
They roll up into the red light district, but because the car takes things all too literally, they end up in a place that just sells red lights.
This is exactly where I wanted to be.
Why? Oh, no, they shot out one of the taillights.
Yeah, hey, guys, you going to buy a red light or what? Like, you guys, you're sitting here, you've been sitting here for 45 minutes. I gotta get you to leave, or you gotta buy a car.
I'm looking for a
gotta
light.
Buy a red light.
I'm looking for the reddest light you have, bro. Because red, like, you see what's all over the front seat of this car?
Listen.
I need something that
no,
red.
No, you know what? I want you to just get us. I know people like you. You come in, you act like a rock star, don't turn on the red. I get it. I've heard it all before. You guys are just here. You guys are here to rubberneck. So why don't you get out of my red light
Larry,
store?
Are those, those guys who just sitting there? Is that there's attacking, no fire in the
is
car?
That, is that attacking car?
No, no, no. Hey, yo, no, it's your buddy.
Yeah, yo, Eddie, what?
Joingo. Yo,
yeah.
Yo.
Joingo, yeah, that's me.
Man, I've been I'm in
those
Eddie
guys just hanging out there?
Store.
You know, what are they doing? They're just hanging out there with the car.
Yeah,
he talks, and he's just like, this is exactly where I want to be. The thought he says constantly, no
well,
way.
I mean, as a car, he doesn't got no red light.
You know,
that's dangerous.
You know,
but...
get out of here. Get
hey,
out of here.
Man,
get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yo, get out of here.
They leave.
Okay, no issues.
Fine. Cut to interior of Jason's house. His mother is sitting on a chaise lounge, drinking a martini and crying.
Hello, son. Where have you been? I've been.
They laugh. They laugh because
Mom,
of the absurdity.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Yes, your father just got shot in the head.
There's a knock on the door.
It's Jerry.
Who is it?
It's Jerry.
Oh, hey, dude. What's up?
Yo, man. How's it going?
Not bad. My dad's still slumped over in the front seat, which I'm not happy with.
Oh, dang, man. Yo, I was just going to come hang out and see if you want to play Nintendo 64 or whatever.
Nah, dude, you got Nintendo 48?
No,
I'm not, I don't think I'm ready for 64 yet, though.
The mother throws the martini glass against the wall in anger.
Whoa, hey there,
this
Cheryl.
This is ridiculous! Your father is still warm out there, and you want to go play Nintendo 75 or whatever it is! I can't stand this.
Yo, man, I can leave if this is a bad time.
For God's sake, he's still breathing. Call 911.
Jason walks, slumbers over to the phone and lazily calls 911.
Bring, bring, borp, schmorp.
911, what's your emergency?
Hey there.
Yeah, my dad got shot a bunch of times.
There's two voices.
Why are there two operators on this phone call?
It's a training session for Larry here.
Well, I got a big something for you. Hey, Larry, listen up. Because my dad's got about 40 holes in him.
Ooh, we don't usually take that kind of, like, leave Larry, just pretend Larry's not here. Like, Larry, what's up? Are you feeling okay? Want to take it
I
from here?
I don't care. I need somebody to take care of my dad.
Just 1 second. Larry,
they've come back.
No, just 1 second. Larry, do you want to take it from here? Do you feel comfortable?
Well, I would love to ask some questions.
Yeah, okay. Just one moment. Ask some questions. Yeah.
In this kind of scenario, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Are you asking me questions?
No, Larry. You wait. You
my
wait
dad
on the
is
hold on. Just wait 1 second.
He's puking up guts.
In this instance, there is a man who's very injured, it sounds.
Yeah. Good. I knew you were going to do well.
Fire department.
Close. So they do have flashing red lights.
Right.
Police. We're going to do the police on this call. But
police?
Next one,
the police.
All right, we're going to send the police.
Have I heard
over.
You guys talking about Sting over there?
Oh, can I say
because I need the police to my house doing a private concert because I'm happy my dad.
Do you have any
dead.
Red lights?
Can I say
oh, yeah, Larry has a question.
Hey, Jason, we are sending the police.
Oh. He's
yeah,
doing
I didn't even,
so well.
I didn't even tell you my address. Where are you sending them, man?
Well, we
to you.
Oh, that's okay. That's my mistake. Yeah. I got caught up.
Don't
in
send
you get
the police
address,
to you too.
Send me. I'll send it back.
Okay, what's the address?
It's Park Avenue.
Okay, we're gonna send to Park Avenue. Okay.
We're gonna send you to Park Avenue.
Cut to the ambulance, and the police are rolling up to the house.
Guys. How are you going to fit my dad's body in there? You drove up on a police motorbike.
Well, we got a sidecar. We wanted to get used to that.
I thought I was going to ride in the sidecar.
Well, you're going to have to just kind of go in the handlebars.
Well, that's all well and good. Can I just hang onto your hips while we ride into the distance?
Also, did you bring any of the gloves or the guns or anything? Like
I brought these nice black leather gloves.
My husband is dead, you hear me?
We got a friggin' screamer, am I right?
My name isn't Mommy Slaw, you need to help this man.
Hey, Mommy Slaw, how about this? How about you help us out? Have you ever heard of anybody who wanted to get your dad into a gunfight?
Yeah, a few.
Like
do you
who?
Want me to name them?
I would really enjoy that.
Are we the police?
We can
are
crack
we
this
both?
Case.
Are we the Pam? I'll go check if he's alive.
You do that. Well, I'm going to find out on this
he's definitely dead.
George Bush
definitely
was never
dead.
A fan
definitely
of
dead,
my
definitely dead. Your husband
George
is definitely
Bush
dead.
Was never a fan of my husband. Hmm. I can think of many other power brokers that weren't his that what? Weren't high on his friends list if I am to use a face from
George
Zuckerberg.
Bush.
Not Facebook friends, if I'm gonna say the least.
No.
Weird.
They didn't like him very much.
Well, we're gonna take this body.
What are you gonna do with it? Please
doesn't
tell
matter.
Me it's something good.
We're going to take this body.
We're just going to take this body. Don't matter. Don't worry. Don't worry, love.
Can I have a souvenir? Like maybe his left foot?
You can
like
have a
my
thumb.
Favorite movie that we used to watch together?
No, but we can give you... I don't know, what do we do usually with that?
How about
we can give
some
him
of
a
his
fingerprint.
Teeth?
We can give him, we'll give you the fingerprints, we'll take
how about
them.
This? How
wait,
about
wait,
this? We'll give you the
We need the fingerprints.
The part of the thumb where they do the fingerprint.
That's good. I can put it over my thumb if I ever want to rob a bank. I'm a big fan. I'll just drop the gun. They'll think my dead husband did it.
Cut to Jason in the backyard. He's by himself. He's real emotional. His dad just got shot. His mom is hysterical. He's got no one to talk to, no one to grieve with him.
Bro. I can only talk to you, God. This is the worst moment of my... Let me do my monologue, God, before I talk. I had such privilege with my dad. He knew everyone. He knew George Bush. He wasn't a fan, but he still knew him. Maybe could have got a reference. Dikembe Mutombo. Desmond Tutu. Ballerinas who wore tutus. He knew all these people. And now what am I going to do? How am I going to get my dad back? God, why won't you help me? Is this the start of Law and Order?
It's me, Dick Wolf.
Hey, Dick.
Executive producer.
Executive producer of Law and Order.
How are you doing, Dick?
I heard your prayers, and I want to know if I can buy the rights to your story.
Hey, how's it going? I'm also Satan. I would also like to buy the rights to your story. By the way, your dad's in hell.
Really? Is he in like a nice apartment in hell? Or?
Yes. Well, I mean, he's pretty set up down here.
How's
actually?
Can
a lot
you elaborate a little bit on that, Satan? Because I want to know where my dad is.
He doesn't have to worry.
Like, that's cool.
He doesn't have to worry
cool.
about his
I know you're dead, Dick Wolf.
He doesn't have to worry about his interior heating system, to say the least.
Oh well, that's good. All right, Dick Wolf, what are you going to pay me for my dad's life rights?
Well, your dad's life rights.
Yeah.
We're gonna take them, make an SVU out of them.
How about this?
We're going to fudge the details a bit, and we can give you a speaking part on the show.
How about this, Jack?
Yeah?
How about this, Jason? I'll give you, you give me the rights to your dad's story, and I will give you,
it's
and
colloquial.
I will give you the business card of Mr. Doc Frown. He's a mad scientist who has just perfected the idea of a time machine. You can go back and save your dad, and then I'll have the rights of this infinite loop.
Yeah, I think I like him.
Get out of here, God. I got him this time.
Wait, is Dick Wolf God?
It's a living.
Goodbye. Hey, Satan. Shake my hand.
And
oh,
with
that was great.
They shake hands and...
This has been light on stage direction.
They shake hands. Satan disappears in a puff of yellow smoke that also is wasps.
Oh, God, get these wasps away from me, dude. I don't like this.
He walks around his house, goes into his room, feels very, very tired, falls asleep
Phew.
Into the night, and then woke up.
Phew. Whoa, whoa, what's going on out here? Whoa.
His father, Johnny Law, is laying on the ceiling above him.
Whoa, I've seen Trainspotting a few times, but nothing like this, dude.
It's me, son.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing up there?
Let's just say I'm back, baby.
That's good, because I've developed a Texan accent since you left. I don't like this.
People do strange things in grief.
Yeah, good grief.
Johnny Law.
Charlie Brown's wrong.
Johnny Law drops a full bottle of whiskey on on his son. Oh, I am so sorry.
That's right on my nose, Dad. That's shattered. Oh, God.
Well, yeah,
I
ask
mean,
for your father
Dick
back.
Wolf. Ah. What well, now?
Well, you can't let your mother know.
Yeah?
Because I can only... Because it's like a thing. You just can't let people know. This is just a thing with me and you.
You just can't let him
what,
know.
What can't
Wait,
I
By the way, Jason, I'm your hamster. Joe Boy.
Oh, hey, Joe Boy.
You've never seen me before. Well, you've seen me before, but you've never heard me talk before.
Joe Boy, Satan, you don't need to be in every scene.
Satan made
I'm talking
that
with my dad now.
No, Satan. I'm talking because it's a fever dream that you're having right now. This is a fever dream.
No, Satan made that choice.
Well,
he was like,
Joe Boy, snitches get stitches. So you could have let me add one cathartic experience with my dad for once, but...
No cathartic experience
nah,
for you.
That Satan figured, hey... I mean, it'd be really funny if I could make the hamster talk.
I'm going to possess this hamster. That's what I'm going to do. I'm Satan. Woo!
Oh, yeah, Satan's a hamster. So Jason decides to fall back asleep. He doesn't really remember why he fell asleep because it was such a weird experience. He wakes up and everything's normal again. You know, his dad's not there. His hamster's not talking.
This is pretty good. I'm talking normal again. What's up, bro?
So he goes down to the kitchen. His mother's there drinking a martini. She's got shaving cream all over her face.
Hello.
And as soon as she sees him, she throws her martini glass against the wall.
They still haven't told me whether or not your father is dead. I'm not a fan.
Mom, calm down.
You calm down.
The microwave goes off.
Ding.
Inside is a tasty empanada. Jason.
My empanada is done, son.
The phone rings. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Yo, hello.
Hey, what's up?
I heard about your husband.
Who are you?
Well, I'm your ex-lover.
Tommy. Tommy Lauren.
Tommy Lauren.
You sound very different from when I last heard you.
Well, when did you last hear me? What did I sound like?
Mom, who are you on the phone with?
Oh, shut up, son. I'm on the phone with an ex-lover. He sounds hot to trot.
Oh, Tommy Law.
Last time I talked to you must have been the 1840s. You had just been promoted to head of Standard Oil.
Well, I heard that your husband is dad, so I mean,
well,
if I want to swing
told
on by.
Me, but as far as I'm concerned, he's in the ground. You sound hot to trot.
Hot to trot? I'll go trot on over there. How about that?
Mom, what are you doing over there?
Shut up, son. Where do you live these days?
Oh, just down the street from you. Haven't you noticed?
Is that giant oil derrick? Is that what that's doing there?
That old derelict house down at the end of the street? Yes,
that's
me.
No, I said oil derrick, you idiot.
Don't talk to me like
There's two sides of this street.
Don't talk to that, Mr. Coleslaw.
Mister? Oh, I'm just about ready to hang up the phone on you.
Well, I'm just about ready to hang up the phone on you.
Mom, what was that?
It was some idiot, son. I don't know what his deal was, but he was pretty rude and lived in an oil derrick.
The phone rings again.
Bing, bing, bing.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Officer Terminson.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I just grabbed the phone away from my mom, so now we can chat. I sent her to bed, flipped the script on her for once.
How are you doing?
Not doing great, bro.
Do you want me to come over sometime? Or?
Yeah, I have like a bunch of pool tables, like 6 or 7.
Okay, well, that's not why I called.
What did you call for?
So your father was shot, we know that.
I have a few questions for you. Yeah, what's up?
Do you know who... Did you see who did it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, who did it?
It was the principal.
What, was the principal?
Yeah, I got a really bad grade on my math test, and he was pissed.
Pretty sure earlier we said it was Russians, but...
Yeah, the principal's Russian. He has a really light accent, though. He's lived here since, like, the 1700s.
Oh, so he's got a really light accent.
Yeah, yeah. He's old. Like, he is decrepit.
Another strange thing I wanted to tell to you...
Where are you from?
To the law family. You know where I'm from. We talk about this all the time.
Right, Tulsa.
Tulsa, yeah. Illinois.
All right.
Your father.
Yep.
So his body has disappeared.
Think he walked away?
No, because he was definitely... Oh, yeah, he's dead. He was dead, by the way.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he was shot, I believe, about a dozen times.
Wait, let me grab some audio from that. I think I was recording it on my phone. I'm a radio journalist, by the way.
Oh, that's so cool.
It appears you are being shot.
No,
would you like assistance?
So yeah, it was like
that was intense.
It was like twice, I think. So so my dad's dead. Where was he shot the most times?
Right in the butt cheek.
Right in his little BC.
In his butt cheek. His butt cheeks.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
It was pretty bad. So, yeah, if you see your dad's body anywhere, just let us know. And if you can think of anything...
If I see my dad's body just laying around, I sure tootin' will.
Thank you. He hangs up the phone. Jason decides it's time to go to school, try to see if he can make it through this day. But he thinks maybe he shouldn't, but he goes to see if he can make it through to distract himself.
Mom, can you give me a ride?
I'm drunk! Get away from me! Take the talking car!
She throws a martini glass against the wall.
How do you have so many of these?
I don't know, son. All right, let's get in the car.
Their voices switched for that moment.
Welcome, Mr. Johnny Carr. How's it going?
I'm good.
That's Jason. Oh.
Yes. Well, I'm used to Mr. Johnny Law. I am not aware
I look identical to my dad, so I get it.
Where would you like to go, sir?
School, bro.
School, bro. Yeah. Driving on out to school now.
Thanks. Hey, Carr, how have you been feeling? Like, I know you had a lot of bullets in you, but you're still feeling all right, right?
I don't feel anything.
They drive to school. They go and we cut to Jason. He's in his English class. His teacher's talking about John Milton.
So you see, John Milton, he wrote a play or four. He wrote a poem.
Don, this is so boring.
So boring, Don.
Yeah, are you gonna still bully me now that my dad's dead?
Man, he wrote about a thing. I do feel kind of bad for you. Your dad died because my dad also died in a gunfight.
Lucifer fell from grace.
Like,
sorry,
3 weeks ago.
Really? That's really rough. So, can you tell me a bit more about what happened?
Well, you know, every once in a while, you're just walking through the street, and there will be a gunshot happening. And, you know, my dad was not even a part of that gunfight.
Hey, did I ask how it happened? I asked when it happened.
And he wrote a lot about the epics of the Greeks.
Now I know why we aren't friends. Hey, Mr. Milton.
Yes?
How are you today? Did your dad die in a gunfight?
My dad actually is still alive.
What's your dad's name? Is he the principal?
My dad's name is Randy Kazalovich.
Wow. What does he do?
He's the principal.
Oh, my God. I think I know what I need to do. I need to find a time machine. You know what we're going to do? Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Let's put aside our differences.
All right. Differences, sad.
Bye-bye.
Oh, see you later, differences.
We'll put those aside later. Do you know where Doc Frown went?
Yeah, I do know where Doc Frown went.
Where'd he go?
AP Science.
Yeah, buddy. I was just in AP Bio earlier. Let's walk over there.
They stop to go to the bathroom.
I'm done.
Wow, that was very refreshing.
Cut back. They cut into the science room in the middle of a class that's not theirs. They burst into the room.
Hey, Doc!
It's theoretical physics!
Guys, I'm trying to make a science lecture.
Oh, you nerds! Get out of here! Get out of this class! No, you gotta talk to the doc!
I don't care what you're talking about. My name is Jason Sudeikis, famous Hollywood actor.
And my name is Donnie Donson.
And I don't have any connections I need anymore without my dad. How am I going to get into my dream school? Bellingham Community College.
Okay, class. Class adjourned.
Everybody out of this class. Yeah.
Oh, but that's my favorite class.
Yeah. Later, nerds.
All the students leave.
Got him right, Donnie. Fist
got him
bump.
Right there.
Wham!
They fist bump, but they kind of hurt their hands.
Oh, my God.
I forgot how much that hurts.
Just then, my mom called. What a weird ringtone I have. Hello?
Hey, son, what are you doing?
She throws a martini glass against the wall.
Mom, stop doing that. We don't even have a broom.
I don't care. I just buy new flooring. What are you doing at school, son?
Trying to learn. Oh, come on.
Well, how are you going to get your father back? We need him.
I couldn't help but notice that's on speaker dial. Does your mom know how people die? Does she understand that concept?
Well, see, the
Doc
thing
Brown,
is,
are you kidding me? He's on the phone with his mom. You're not going to interrupt him like that.
Let me talk.
Come on, bro.
Mom, did the people not even tell you that dad died?
They died for real.
I guess that was me.
So, guys, you kind of kicked my class out. So why are we going to have a conversation here? Or?
Hey,
shut
nerd,
it out there,
shut
Doc.
Up.
Ow, he hits him in the head with a phone.
Gotcha.
Sean, what are you doing?
She throws
there?
A martini glass against the wall.
What are you doing? I don't even drink. Goodbye.
All right, Doc.
So, go, guys, kids, what are you doing here?
We need your help.
I gotta. Well, what do you got? I only am a simple chemistry, biology, science teacher.
I know chemistry isn't the only thing you do.
We hear you've been perfecting the masters of quantum physics and superposition. We need your help with enabling the new time machine you've been working on in order we can go back in time and help Mr. Jason Sudeikis save his dad from a gunfight, and also maybe my dad too if we have time.
We don't have time. They don't have time.
Wait, what? But the whole plot of this revolves around me saving my dad.
We're just going to gain time. That's what we're doing.
Little does Don know that it is impossible to save his dad, but Jason's dad is well within the realms of possibility.
I think we can save my dad. Don?
I don't think they could save my dad because he was a sinner. But I'm down to save Jason's dad.
Don? Sorry, you're up a certain water body without any means of propulsion. Bro?
So, first of all, how did you guys hear about this? How did you guys hear about this? First of all, this is a top secret government job. That's why I'm working here. It's my cover.
Well, you know.
My dad has a bunch of your files. He stole them when I was in for my AP bio test.
This is a small town, and word gets around.
You know how it is. Really small town. There's like four of us.
Come back into my secret room. They walk back into a room behind the classroom.
Clap.
It closes.
Curly hides some stuff away.
He presses his hand against the sensor. It scans his hand. He presses his eye against the sensor. It scans his eye. This door opens, which looks like the wall, but then it's not the wall. It's a door. They go in. It's a shiny metal room, glass vials, and in the middle, the far end of the room, there's a metal pod that you can walk into with a door.
This is wild, bro. What's this thing? What do you call this thing?
I call this
it's a nerd machine.
All right, can we kill Don? Should we send him to hell? You can do that in this thing, right?
Because hell happened 300 years ago.
I already made a deal with the devil, man. I literally cannot go to hell anymore.
Wait, what was your deal with the devil?
We can't send him to hell, send him to the worst place, second worst place ever.
What was it, 1948?
New Orleans on Mardi Gras.
Oh, man, I've been there. It's pretty sweet.
I'm a very Christian man. That's not my kind of scene.
Mardi Gras is all Christian, idiot. Can I hop into this time machine? Go like.
Well, wait. Let me. Do you want me to explain it or?
Man, you know
make
what?
Some expository
dialogue. I feel like you've explained enough. I think we know how it works. It time machines.
Well, there's something that you really should know. He pushes him aside and Jason
get out of my way, nerd.
Jumps into the machine, presses a bunch of random buttons, and
here we go.
Time machines with a warp. Time machines to the year.
Well, that was fun, bro. That reminded me of my favorite TV show.
Wait, Donnie, were you up there?
Donnie Rent was in with him.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what are you doing here? Now I have both your legs and you have both of my arms.
Hey, man, you know, it's all good. I got good legs.
I'm just covered in legs now.
They find themselves in the nursery where Hitler is.
Oh, hey, Hitler.
Oh, man, I didn't want this one. I mean, let's kill them while we're here, but other than that,
But how do we know? Hey, Jason, how do we know which one's Hitler?
His first words. Well, domination. Well, domination.
I don't think knows.
He spoke English with a German accent for his first word.
Be weird if you spoke English with an Irish accent.
Get out of here.
Well, domination. Well, domination.
Get out of here, domination. You weird bilingual nurse. We're going to kill this dude.
It's world domination.
World domination in the month of March.
In 40 years from now, I'm going to
later, Hitler.
Oh, mine, dude. Oh, mine is good.
Hey,
oh.
dude, I found the dial.
You just killed the door. You killed the baby.
Yeah, bye.
Killed the baby. Where'd she go?
All right, now she's gone. We can finally have some peace and quiet. I found the dials. Let's, here, I found this. Oh, sweet. April 4th, 1972. That's the day my dad died. All right, let's hop back into this thing. All right, later, dude.
They jump into the time machine and they get warped to April 20th, 1973. They come out and Jason's watching himself walk out of the school towards his dad's car.
God, I've got fat, bro. Good thing I got this gun I still have.
Shoot off the fat.
Oh no, there's the Gavrilo principle. What are we gonna do, Don? Oh no, I left Don behind. Why is this nurse in here?
The Russian, the guy, the principal, who you should have talked to before. Just a little author's note.
Let me go chat to him for a little bit first.
You go and stop. You go over and walk towards him.
Listen,
hey,
Jason, I've never met you before. I'm just a nurse from before. But on the hill over there, do you see?
Leave me alone.
Little baby Hitler has survived.
Got him again, bro. Now, hey, leave me alone.
Figure
out what computers are. You're in the 70s now.
Jason looks up and he sees a grassy knoll. And on top of it is the principal with a sniper rifle poised to shoot his father's talking car.
Hey, dude! Quit it! You're really close to him!
I am just a Russian man.
Is that Rasputin? What are you doing here, man? Stop trying to shoot my dad!
Oh no, he runs up towards the grassy knoll. Rasputin.
Those are weird stage directions. Says, oh no. I found you, bro. I'm whispering in your ear. I got you now. Got a gun right behind your little ear hole.
But
you might be on the grassy knoll, but I got my grassy pole.
Who's that?
Oh no, it's me.
Who's me?
Who's me? Why are there
Temeculus.
Three of us here?
Temeculus is my right-hand man.
Oh no! He has a hat with a razor edge? This is the worst. What am I going to do?
You don't understand. If I don't kill your father now, he will be the biggest... he will give all the guns to a World War III type tyrant who's going to invade this country and kill thousands and thousands just for the greater good. I am from the future.
Yeah? What if I deafen you, bros?
Tumericus! Ah!
I got them both. Oh no!
Jason walks.
Temeculus was standing in front of my dad!
Jason runs down the hill to see.
Dad, no!
And then
oh no.
He drops his gun.
I didn't shoot my dad. I shot me.
Goodbye, cruel.
He. Die. Yeah, he fades away because he killed himself in a past life. His dad, though, looks around, hears a gunshot, sees his son has fallen to the floor.
Mr. Johnny Law, it appears that your son has died. Would you like to go to the red light district?
This is all going according to plan.
What do you mean, sir?
Who's that? Who are you?
I'm Temeculus.
Temeculus, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't die. That was my brother up there.
I'm glad. I'm glad this has all worked out. My son was going to be the next Hitler.
But I thought your son killed Hitler. I wouldn't know how he did it, but I thought your son killed Hitler, dude.
Well, I should say the next...
Go on.
Paula Abdul.
Oh, no.
I know. In this reality...
But I thought in this timeline, Hitler already died, so wouldn't he be the first Hitler, not the second? Just chiming in. I'm a car. Woo!
No, Paula Abdul took the place of Hitler in this timeline because it is destiny.
Okay.
Wait, what?
It is destiny.
I'm not
that
following this, bro.
Because Hitler's place was taken by Paula Abdul, there always must be one.
Like Highlander.
Just like Highlander.
Dude, that's my favorite movie.
They all hold hands, kiss each other, and walk into the sunset. With the car.
And then the theme song plays.
Guys, I love you.
Wow. Look how far we came.
This has been so much fun.
The credits roll.
I'm so happy we all shared this moment.
And the end.
Good night.
I'm directed by executive producer Dick Wolf.
Directed by Dick
God.
Wolf. Oh, I thought I was going to go into it.
No, we got a little bit to wait. This has been such a blast.
Yeah. So, movie producers
Dick
are listening,
Wolf.
Dick Wolf.
Dick Wolf, I would love to have you.
Because you know what? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Do,
all right.
do. And they're always glad you came.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's been our first dramatic reading.
That was our first dramatic reading of our screenplay, Three Teens Discover New Means of Being Obscene. The third teen, I think, is Azal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it represents at the
end. Yeah, I think that's what we were kind of going for. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And if you didn't pick up on that when you watched it, then you were uncultured.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Number one and foremost.
I'd what say, do you last say and foremost.
What do you say we...
wrap up the show. We're back.
Show.
We're back to normal. I'm Tristan.
Yeah, we're done.
You're Jack.
Wait a minute. And
this is
Ben.
This is Bourne.
I'm
Ben.
I'm Ben.
Hey, so how do we end
the
show, Ben?
It's been a while. Well, we end the show by all picking a topic.
No, we pick
and
a word.
No.
Word.
Yeah.
We all pick a word, and we end the show.
All right. What's your word, Ben?
Screenplay.
Junkies.
Monkeys.
Screenplay junkies, monkeys. This has been our...
It should have been monkey junkie screenplays. That would have been better.
Yeah, get out of here.
Happened.
All right, everybody. This has been a great episode. I've had a time.
Not going to say good or bad, but I've had a time.
I've been here.
I just want people. I just want someone to pick up the screenplay, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, like if our treatment can get picked up, I'll be happy.
Right,
yeah.
I can pick up your screenplay if you want. I can just lift
it. Oh, yeah, can you?
Lift it up and put it back down.
Dude, that's so heavy. How'd you do that?
Oh, God, I kind of slipped on over there. But.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. See you next time.